Hi, you have our Net Central Scheduling. This is Tammy. How may I help you?
Hi. I was wondering how long it would take for me to get a dermatologist appointment.
It depends on, let me pull you up here first. What's the date of birth?
That's me attempting to find a doctor.
Our actual dermatologist is booking out a year.
I eventually found a doctor who would see me in 2 months. It turns out that wait time is actually pretty good. I called multiple dermatologists in West Central Indiana, and the median wait time was 8 weeks, with some doctors, like you just heard, scheduling months and months into the future. For comparison, other specialties, such as otolaryngologists or urologists, had median wait times about one-fourth to one-half that amount.
Yeah, it's been a problem, really, since the early 90s.
Crawfordsville dermatologist Linda Spencer has worked at her private practice for more than 25 years. For people in Montgomery County, she's literally the only local option. Have people ever talked to you or expressed their own frustration about how long it takes to wait?
All the time.
She says patients usually need to wait anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks before they see her.
It is a problem. And, you know, unfortunately, as long as we have a maldistribution of dermatologists, it's going to persist.
She says the long wait times are a product of simple supply and demand. She says it takes a certain type of person to become a specialty physician. Those types of people, or their spouses, often choose to live and practice in urban areas, not places like the relatively rural Montgomery County. But though location may be a limiting factor, the number of students who want to be dermatologists isn't. What is, says UC San Francisco School of Medicine dermatology professor Jack Resnick, is that there just aren't enough dermatology residency spots available to produce enough skin doctors.
Both on the supply side and on the demand side, different factors that are pushing it, but supply is a big piece of it.
Funding for residency programs, dermatology or otherwise, comes from the federal government through Medicare and Medicaid dollars. But that funding was frozen in the mid-90s. Because of the freeze, some hospitals have started to fund residency slots independently. And Resnick says that's led many specialties to compete for scarce resources available to fund residency programs, with some losing out.
Specialty hasn't been able, with those limited resources, to kind of compete for increases.
Meanwhile, the demand for dermatologists has actually gone up. Sources attribute that to an increase in referrals from general practitioners and increased rates of skin cancer diagnoses. Crawfordsville doctor Linda Spencer says skin doctors can simply cure more problems now. But Phil Miller, vice president of communications at the medical staffing and consulting company Merritt Hawkins, has a less generous reason.
In one sense, you might chalk it up to the vanity of the American public.
He says there's been an increase in aesthetic and non-medical procedures, such as Botox, tattoo removal, and body sculpting. However, UC San Francisco's Jack Resnick points out cosmetic dermatology only counts for about 8%, or one of every 12 procedures an average dermatologist performs. And Miller says not only are there not enough doctors coming into the market, there are too many leaving the profession, too.
Like a lot of other specialties, dermatology in general is aging as a specialty. So you have a lot of physicians who are getting up towards retirement age, possibly slowing down or retiring.
He says dermatologists have offset the demand by using so-called extenders, such as physician's assistants or nurse practitioners. Linda Spencer in Crawfordsville says using one has made her job a lot easier, even though it still takes an average of 6 to 8 weeks to make any kind of appointment. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Sarah Fentiman, West Lafayette.